Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
What is the monster truck pussy?
He's hoarding the quesadillas again.
The thing about this podcast is everything's true, dude. We don't exaggerate. We just tell it as it is, okay?
Let's go!
Welcome back.
You dropped that Hollywood right away, baby.
Yeah, and why'd you drop it?
Yeah, why did you drop it?
Because that's where we're reporting live from.
No, I don't think any of us are in Hollywood right now.
No, we're not.
I wish we did this right underneath the H of the Hollywood sign.
That would be really cool, or at least behind it.
You remember when you first moved to California, or I guess when Durs and I first moved to California and Blake moved down to L.A., when you first saw the Hollywood sign, you were like, oh, my God, this is magnificent. And then you're like, Hollywood, I can't wait to just see you. Be there, see all the cool people. Like, it's gonna
eat
be
a baby.
Maybe eat a baby. Maybe be a liberal elite that eats babies.
I can't wait to get elite and be coastal.
And then you get there, and then Hollywood is like the scariest place.
Right.
It's like I the first week I was there, I saw a stabbing.
Say it.
So Hollywood, baby, it's fucking terrifying, man.
Yeah, that's why I call it Holly Weird. I did not make that up. That is not my joke.
He's the best.
I'm trying to think of my first scary Hollywood interactions. It was definitely a terrifying.
Have you ever seen anyone get stabbed or murdered?
Huh. Not I that I want to talk about on the pod. No, I have not.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Come on. Everything's good for fodder. We've learned this.
Yeah, dude.
Stop. No, I don't. I think I have seen that before.
I've seen it 2 times. I've seen stabbings. I don't know if they died because, you know, I just fucking kept walking, dude. Right.
Oh, my God.
Honey, put your head down. Walk faster.
Walk faster.
Right.
I saw multiple stabbings. One I saw downtown and then one I saw on Hollywood Boulevard.
And Jesus. Adam listened to through the walls years of abuse. His mom used to beat the shit out of his dad.
Stop.
So seeing the killings was nothing for him.
Adam, call the cops. Jesus.
That shit's important.
I don't joke about that.
I don't know if I've seen a stabbing.
I think you would remember. Is that something you just forget about? I guess you could block it out of your memory.
I feel like I do. I feel like I do forget about stuff like that.
Just like trauma?
What's trauma? No.
Well, I feel like Durs doesn't hang out
in seedy places.
Not that I was hanging out in seedy places.
Right. Adam used to just kick it in garbage cans.
But you have to buy your fentanyl somewhere. You know?
Right.
Or sell it. Yeah.
Let's go.
No. So I was just walking. It was me and Austin, like literally our buddy Austin Anderson. And I think it was us. And it was one of the first weekends that in L.A. Allegedly. And we walked down the Hollywood Boulevard. We were like, let's just go drive up to Hollywood, walk around Hollywood Boulevard, see what's up.
Because you were in Orange County. Okay.
Yeah. We were down in Orange County. We drove up to L.A.
Yeah.
I had just been in L.A. In California for a few weeks. And we walked down the street. And all of a sudden, we saw these kids come running past us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like dead sprint. We're like, oh, what happened? We walk up. And someone's like, oh, my God. And then there's just a person like bleeding out laying there. And we're like, oh, this guy just got stabbed.
I was hoping for it.
And like, let's get a I Love Hollywood t-shirt over here.
Right. Yeah, totally. I'm like, should we go to Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Adam was like, they're filming movies everywhere here.
Let's get this little Kobe Bryant shirt over here. That's cool.
Uh-huh. Wow, cool.
Look, a little tiny Oscar.
Go Dodgers.
Whoa, Hooters.
I used to hit that Hooters all the time.
Yeah, Hooters.
Double park right there. Oh, just leave the blinkers going.
Oh.
Pray like hell they wouldn't ticket me.
Hooters Hollywood rocks.
Hooters Hollywood, man.
Damn.
That was an era. It's gone now.
Yeah.
I believe it's a coffee bean and tea leaf.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Thanks for
And
nothing.
I think the one in Burbank closed. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, it did. That one was the best. I had
There's one still in Long Beach. Thank you, Ramaswamy.
Yes, I had the Hooters Burbank shirt and I lost it at Adam's bachelor party, which
I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, that works. If you're going to lose a Hooters shirt, be at your boy's bachelor party. That works.
I feel, and I could be wrong, we could be a week off because we're stacking some episodes because people are working and doing things. Mm-hmm. This might be the week that my son is born.
Hello.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, so pretty excited.
Welcome.
Pretty excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you love him?
We already have little tiny shoes.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Look at that.
Damn, are those Vans?
These are not Vans, and they're very soft. I'm like...
I'm a brand whore. What are they?
What are we looking at? Oshkosh?
I don't know what they are. You know, the wife. We're going to get him some Vans. I think he has some Vans upstairs. I just saw these sitting on the counter, and I was like, yo!
Right.
Yes, sir.
Those are really cute.
Yeah. Have you guys washed? Because, like, the new clothes or whatever, you want to, like, wash them before you just put them right on them?
Yeah.
I remember washing the clothes before the baby arrived and holding up what is the absolute smallest size of a shirt. And I was like, what?
Yeah. You're like, my kid's not going to, my boy's not going to fit
my
in this.
My boy ain't fitting in that.
It's crazy.
No, there my boy's going to be bigger. Yeah, now we have like a full closet of clothes. I'm like, this kid, what's going to happen is he's going to come out 32 pounds,
woof.
Not fit in any of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wife splits in half, dead. sacrificed everything. We appreciate it.
Adam, what the fuck?
You know, because you're like, they wear these clothes for like maybe a month, right? Mm-hmm. And then until they're on to the next one. I'm like, we've got a lot of options, I feel. But, you know, it's better to be overprepared. I recently was telling you guys that I drove the route that I'm going to drive to take her to the hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When she's ready to go. And I went to the parking lot and was like, this is the parking lot.
Right. You got the go bag and everything.
Yeah, and then I went through, I like got the ticket to be like, is there a lot of parking? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a tons of parking here. Mm-hmm. And then I go to get out, and then it was like $2. And I was like,
right.
I just came in. And he's like, yeah, it's $2. I'm like,
dude,
there you can't just let me out.
Dude.
And I'm like kind of arguing with the guy a little bit, but then I was just like, yeah, I guess I just, you know, I didn't need to drive in here.
He goes, it's the cost of doing business, pal.
I love the thought of you getting in the biggest fucking fight with this guy, and he's like, that's it. You're banned from the parking lot. And you have to tell Chloe, like, yo, actually, we need to park. We have to park across the street now. So it's a little bit of a walk.
I mean, that... that is your Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
Yeah.
Right there.
Like, sorry, buddy, you're not coming back. You have to wear a disguise. Chloe has to wear a beard.
And then the OBGYN comes out and he's like, oh, this is my husband, the guy who works at the parking lot. And you go, oy vey.
There's also like this hospital overlooks the ocean. So like you can, you're like,
hello,
birthing suite or whatever that you spend like the most time.
Adam, the fewer details you include, the fewer people are going to show up at your wife's.
We all want everyone there.
This is in South Africa.
To party. And but there's only like 8 suites or whatever that overlook the ocean.
Again.
And the others don't. And I'm like, I'm like, how do you angle to get those rooms? You know, because those are the dope.
You pay a ton of money.
No, you can't. I've asked. I've been really? Like,
you be famous.
I go, I did. I also said that. I didn't say that, but they knew who I was. And they're like, oh, wow, cool. It's so great to have you guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how do I get in?
You don't know who this guy is?
Yeah, they're like, yeah. It's first come, first serve. And so I'm like, all right, well, you better hurry up and have the baby at the right time.
You better serve.
You better serve that baby up.
Yeah, you put a lot of pressure on her.
Always. Always.
That's cool.
I already came. You better serve.
Yeah, okay. Second come.
Well, how do you think the babies come out? Pressure.
That's true. Yes. That is true.
You know, you got to do the breaths.
But you know what's cool? When the due date comes and goes, and then you start getting real like, well, what are we doing here? And the doctor's like, intercourse. That's always a fun way to induce labor. And you're like,
I just want to party.
All right. Like, fucking cool.
Our doctor was like, straight up, if it doesn't come like a few days after, we'll just induce it here. At the hospital.
Okay.
Well, just, you don't, I mean, you don't,
I'm gonna come.
You don't want to kind of exhaust naturally, like days. It's not like they come up, the due date's not a real thing. Do you know what I'm saying? A due date is an estimate that's like what they go, it's probably going to be this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like guessing the weather.
And though, so if you're a few days past it, that doesn't mean like it's got to come now.
Well, yeah, it depends on how big the child is. And, you know,
these are factors.
These are factors. They're factors.
There's a place in the valley. By the way, I love that this is what the pod is today. Ladies, turn it up.
Baby talk.
baby talk. It's baby talk.
There's a salad in the valley. That has like been known to induce labor. That like
a salad,
jizz
salad.
Yeah, there's one at like near Aroma Cafe, I believe. And then there was also this place in Concord. There was a pizza that was like a baby inducer.
Mm-hmm.
Places claim to have shit that makes babies come out.
Well, that's tight. That's just like a fun way to. I mean, salad's kind of whack. If you want something, a pizza sounds.
Yeah,
fun.
I want a fucking cheesesteak. Like,
you know, your super pregnant ass wife doesn't want to eat a salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wants a hoagie.
She wants to have a something fun to eat that it's going to induce.
Although, me get that baby.
She eats like a ninja turtle. She wants ice cream on her pizza.
Let me get that baby inducing fondue, baby. Come on.
Oh, yeah, but then you're just like you have a lot of fondue in you when you're trying to give birth.
So like, gross.
The doctor's like, well,
did you hear about our baby inducing crawfish?
Oh, a lot of fondue down here. Fondon't.
The cause of diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Just tons of diarrhea.
Hey, Blake, more like fondon't.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I got you, brother.
Yes, please.
Hey, thanks.
Dang, man.
Dude. Hey, if we're playing the party. Game, if we're playing the game,
I mean,
points,
how often are births covered in diarrhea? Do you think that's a common thing, or does the body?
Well, that was a big.
I'm excited to find out.
Not misnomer. A big thing that like
it's beautiful.
Remember a few years ago when women decided to be like, I'm gonna tell you all the things that actually happen that they don't tell you. And it was like the big thing for a while was like, you can shit when you're having a baby and no one tells you that.
Yeah.
Doo-doo.
Yeah.
And,
they kind
and it was
like
freeing to kind of be like, it's gross. It's a mess. Yeah. It sucks. It's hard. It's not beautiful.
Well, you're pushing.
You're pushing.
Of course, some shit's going to come out.
I won't be grossed out by that at all, dude. I'm going to be like, little poop baby. Little cute ass poop baby.
It's even. Okay.
And then,
I don't know if that's helpful.
And then for the first year, his name will be Poo Poo. Mm-hmm. Hey, little poopoo.
And Adam's just pocketing the turds. I'm going to keep them.
I'm going to keep them. I'm just putting them in little mason jars.
Look, it's your brother. It's your brother poopoo.
A little frozen poop sickle.
Oh, God. He still does the joke, you know, 30 years later.
It's your twin brother poopoo. God. He's 30 seconds older than you.
Well, you gotta make, you know, these are family memories that you cherish and then you save forever. No, and then you go, when he's like, brings his like fiance, he's like 30 years old, he brings his fiance home, and you're like, well, when he was, because I'm old now, dude. Because
poopoo, get in here.
I'm like, we called him poopoo for the first several years of his life.
Oh my god, it's so cute. Why
we called him bloody diarrhea?
We called him bloody diarrhea poopoo.
This is before grandma killed herself.
And that's when I go, in the freezer and dig out the poo-poo and show her the actual excrement.
You get out the scrapbook and it smells so bad.
Oh, damn, the pages are stuck together again.
Oh,
let me just pry this page open really quick.
Please don't.
It's fermented. Oh. But now it's just, it's that wine that they drink it. Or not wine, but what is that shit Jankum? That they do? Jankum.
Jankum. Thank you, God.
What is that? It's like fermented shit that gets you high or something?
Yeah.
And you just huff the air, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You huff the poo vapors.
The vapes.
The poo vapors.
Dude, but the high is fucking crazy, bro. You see shit.
Have you done it? Have you done?
No.
Well, why are you saying it? So you don't know. Why are you
He's insane.
I was in character.
Hey,
about
this podcast is everything's true, dude. Yeah. We don't exaggerate. Blake. We just tell it as it is. Okay.
All right.
Just, who are you, Blake? Just be yourself for 1 second, please.
All right. I will take the wig off. Can I take the wig off?
Can I finish?
Please. We wish you would. Can I finish?
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
Oh, man. No, I've never done Jankum, and I apologize for lying. I was just...
Methinks doth protest, Omar.
I think that'd be a fun thing to do, is we do Jankum.
This is the way.
Each other's Jankum, and who hits the hardest?
I would hate to do it wrong, because what if it doesn't work and you just ended up like inhaling shit fumes?
Blake has a ladle and a mouthful. He's like,
how come I'm not feeling anything?
We would get a Jankum Pro. We'd get a Jankum Pro.
Sure.
Who, in prison?
Straight out of prison. Straight out. A guy that just walked out. He's looking for a job. Mm-hmm. Work release. We're like, hey, here we go.
Come on over to be our fourth member of This Is Important.
Yeah, let's do Jankum together. Kyle's no longer part of the podcast. We need a fourth guy.
See,
maybe we get a felon to...
A convict
music.
Yeah, a
convict. And he teaches us how to...
Martha Stewart... was making some like bomb ass Jankum, like she's got her own recipe type shit.
Oh, yeah, you know you want to do Martha's Jankum. You know she's
there's a hint of pumpkin spice, and you're like, damn, it's your hands, girl.
Yeah, you're like, you taste that cinnamon?
By the way, that's my Martha Stewart impression.
That was really good.
It was kind of better than I thought it would be.
I haven't heard her voice. No, that's more Julia Child.
Yeah.
What happened to Martha? Yeah. She's hot now.
Pretty good change.
But I think here's what we do. Because, you know, on the live podcast, on the tour, it was hard to, like, do things like this.
Walk?
No, to do Jankum, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was hard enough to, like, get the proper chairs there, places for us to sit, to get the sound correct.
Sure.
You know, we played a guitar twice, and one of the times, the last time, it just didn't work. So
fuck it.
And was that the final show, by the way?
That was the final show, and it didn't work. In my hometown, Omaha, we're like, all right, doing the guitar bit, and then it just didn't work.
Gotcha, bitch.
Kyle goes for the guitar. Kyle goes off stage for the guitar, walks out strumming as he does. They don't hear anything. He knows they don't hear anything. He looks at the plug, doesn't work.
Yeah, plugs it back in.
I end up waving him over to me. I hold my microphone up to his guitar. I sing into his crotch where the guitar is.
Long story short, Durs and Kyle start 69ing just for the
fans.
And
I was like, finally my plan.
So it was hard to do things like that. But what we could do is if we do an in-studio live show that we sell tickets online and we make an event of it. Mm-hmm. And then we have a segment where we do Jankum.
Jankum.
Pupusow! It's the Jankum segment.
And just real quick, our sound engineer producer is defending himself. It's okay.
Rented guitar.
I didn't throw Todd under the bus. If anything, no.
It was a rented guitar that the battery died.
Yeah, so it's the rental house.
It's and we believe you. We believe you, Todd. And it's not your fault. It might be the baby eater, Kyle Newacek.
Yeah, I blame Kyle,
who's not here to defend himself. Mm-hmm. And if he was here, he could defend himself, and probably we would buy his defense. But he isn't.
And we rolled with it. It made for great fodder for the rest of the show.
Fun fodder.
But what's not going to happen with the Jankum is exciting news to me.
And then we're going. I mean, that is a good idea, right? About doing a live show that we sell tickets mm-hmm. online, make an event, and then plan like. 5 or 6, maybe I oil Blake up for the MeUndies campaign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you back to that from last week, dude? Pussy!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Come on. So we're talking like basically like a.
I still want my spoils.
Yeah.
We're saying like a telethon, but it's like a pot-a-thon.
It's not a telethon. I feel like who did it? Kreischer mm-hmm. and Segura. They did it.
What'd they do?
Okay.
They do like. Two Bears, One Cave live.
Okay.
And they do it like in studio and then like have all these special guests come in, do this, you know, all this crazy stuff that they normally don't do.
Mm-hmm. Thank them.
And then they do it live.
At a theater in front of an audience.
They'll do it live. No, they do it live in a studio and then they and sell live. Tickets online. Yeah. And you can watch
okay,
live.
Gotcha. Yeah. That seems really feasible.
Yeah. And it seems fun. And then. We could get the Jankum to actually Jankum. You know?
Okay, cool.
And if we're going to do a guitar bit, the guitar will be there. It'll work. Mm-hmm. Okay? The guitar's going to work because it's
checking
all
batteries.
It's all in studio.
Sure.
Okay? That's what I'm saying.
Let's go!
We should do something like that.
I guess that's a good enough reason.
Like you really want to do Jankum.
Yeah.
And we don't have to travel.
I feel like you could just do Jankum.
We don't have to travel, and we get to do Jankum.
It's a long road to travel just for you to stuck in some fucking shit air.
Is that what it is? The shit air gets you high? Because if
the vapors.
That's the vapors?
The vapors, baby. Yeah.
Well, it's just vapors, dude. It's just like smelling your friend's fart and wondering what they've eaten.
Well, you know?
And Adam...
Gasoline is vapors, and that'll kill you.
Nobody likes that besides you.
It's not...
Adam farts and thinks it's a gift. He's like, yeah, I farted. You're welcome.
Thank you.
How's that high?
Hello! See, I don't fart that often, but... When I do fart.
But when I do.
it's pretty it great.
I'm living a nightmare. Yeah.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for that a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one.
Holy crap.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
Frickin' sweet! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/important. That's mintmobile.com/important. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/important. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/this is. That's hims.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, friggin' do it, dude. Well, what other things could we do during this live show? We could do a smack off. We could do smack.
We could do the slap. We could do the slap thing. That would be kind of cool.
We could do slap box.
I mean, after I do Jankum, I might need that.
I feel like Durs would like hurt one of us. Like, I feel like he would really hurt one of us.
I will say that the doopy trends, if you catch the doopy trend on the side of your face.
Oh, sure. You're built for it.
Yeah.
It might catch a nostril, bring the nose with it.
And the doopy trends, it's like a hard part. It's like calcium built up in your palm, right?
See that right there?
Yeah, I see it. I do see it.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
I don't really know what that is, but is it hard to touch?
Sorry, I don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, it's like a dense little bunch.
Okay, yeah, so that would really hurt, dude.
That would.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Also, I feel like you got longer arms, a little more power to come from.
Actually, short story.
I feel like it would have to be between Blake and I, and then you, and if Kyle were to ever come back to the pod.
I mean, those check hands?
Oh, my God.
Or the guy from prison that the felon that we bring in that helps us with the Jankum. Right. You and him could go toe-to-toe.
I will give Kyle a little credit because he's got the hands. The hardware's there.
He does.
And also the pickleball kind of motion.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That might help.
I'm not interested in that.
He's got a heavy
He's also leaned right up. You know,
he's looking good. He's got a jawline. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
I'm wondering if that'll hurt him.
Oh,
on court or comedy wise?
In all ways.
No, for our slap boxing competition. I feel like
there's no weight.
That extra weight behind it.
He's still 240, dude. Chill.
Finish him. No, I thought he got down to I think he's 215 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no way. I mean, you know, when he's directing, he gains. So we'll see.
Right. Yeah.
There's those snacks that that snack table is calling your boy.
Woof. So tough.
And barbecue kettle tough. Chips.
Craft City. Oof. Crafty City.
You know they got those all dressed chips in Canada. God damn. I'll be fucking with those.
Ooh-wee. I do kind of hate when they do the hot fly rounds when they're like, Do you want a little half grilled cheese? And you're like, nah, but let me, I'll have two.
Toasty!
Yeah, so what I would do is when I had I had an assistant for a while, shout out Kyle Walsh, and he would then go and just make sure that I didn't miss any of them. Because sometimes they come around and you just are, you know, you're doing something else and you don't see it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he would
bring me plates. I always see it, but go ahead.
Yeah. He brings me plates of everything that was brought around.
Yeah.
So you just have like a full pre-meal.
Yeah.
So this is when you're on set, for people that are listening, when you're on set, they don't want you to be hungry, which is awesome. And then they bring you little snacks, little homemade, like little macaroni and cheeses or little corn dogs.
It's great for the crew.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. And it's also great for you as an actor if you're looking for a snack. If you're not looking to be a fat fuck,
your boobs are
which
huge.
I'm always fighting this fight because my body wants to be so fat.
Dude. It loves it.
It really does.
Eat the machine.
It really wants to be fat.
And it's really good food, hopefully. Sometimes I'm on some sets, the food is insane.
It's bomb sometimes. Mm-hmm. And other times you're like, who's back there? Like, is it just Blake back there making like mayonnaise sandwiches or some shit?
We're having graham crackers with peanut butter and raisins again.
Sometimes it's like, it's like disturbingly bad.
It's ants on a log.
But then I would get like two plates of this shit. And then you're like, well, I don't like, I took this. Now other crew guys don't get this stuff. If they ran out or whatever.
He's hoarding the quesadillas again.
And now I have to eat it all. You know?
I heard a cool move that a producer told me. He was like, oh, I know a producer who will hire a shitty caterer and let that ride for like the first 2 weeks and then like make kind of an announcement where he's like, you guys, I know the catering's been bad. I cut him loose. And then he plans to do this. Then he gets a bomb caterer and everybody loves the guy.
I can't stop eating.
That's a move he does consciously to like win the crew over. So when he steps back on set, everyone's like, there's my fucking guy, dude. The bean burritos today.
Interesting.
So that guy's a sociopath.
Yeah.
That guy's a total fucking maniac.
Yes. Yeah. Like you hire somebody who's bad at their job to fire them publicly to make you look good when you hire somebody better at the job.
Yeah. That guy's a lunatic, dude.
Damn.
I mean, some producers are crazy.
That being said, we had Kyle on. And now it's better. We had Kyle on to fire him so that people appreciate this better. It's
and
like,
now,
hot.
Trim the fat, baby. I'm loving it.
Right. Don't call him that.
You're right. And I wasn't. It was a hypothetical fat.
I can't stop eating.
Was it hypothetical?
You tell me, boss.
Help me out, man. What's hypothetical mean?
Like imaginary?
What do you mean? You don't know what hypothetical means?
No, I do. It's like a scenario that could happen.
Sure.
A hypothetical.
Yeah. Sure. So you knew what it meant.
In the moment, I didn't know if I used it correctly.
Hypodermical.
How did you use it?
I said it was a hypothetical fat, and that is not what I meant. I meant...
Yeah. No, that doesn't work.
No.
A hypothetical fat?
I meant
when he was like trim the fat.
Yes, I meant symbolic fat.
Yeah,
symbolic fat.
There we go.
Very shagadelic.
Brought to you by symbolic fat. That sounds like one of those drugs that you take. Like what is that? Cymbalta. I don't know.
Symbolic fat. Symbola fat.
Symbolic fat.
Yeah.
Damn. Sign me up.
Who comes up with it? I mean, I know this is like stand up, but this is probably stand up comedy 101 now that. Someone has a bit about like who comes up with these names of these medicines. It's like,
oh yeah,
but seriously, like that's got to be a full-time job and someone's probably really highly paid,
dude. You know which one's fire? I'm all about Sky Rizzy.
Oh,
doesn't it sound like it's like a rapper?
Oh, Sky Rizzy.
That's my street ball name,
dude. Sky Rizzy.
That Sky Rizzy mixtape is about to be fire.
Because sometimes they blow. Sometimes you're like, what the fuck? Like, this isn't cool.
Right. Vajuvatroid. And you're like,
That one's kind of hard to, it doesn't roll off the tongue, but every once in a while they nail it. Sky Rizzy, you're correct.
Sky Rizzy is fire.
If that's not like a sexy little rapper with just like neon green hair or something, just like,
right.
Yeah. Who's like, Ben, talking about bending over to let the pussy breathe or something like that.
Potentially. Is that what you think it would be, Blake? Yeah.
Yes.
Hypothetically.
is that your hypothetical song or lyric?
That could be hypothetical. Dude, I'm very into, like, there's so many cool female rappers right now.
Yeah, she could say something about bending over, like, letting the pussy breathe.
Or she could do something about, like, I don't know, voting or education.
No, female rappers are very vulgar right now, and I love it. Mm-hmm. They will talk about, like, having, like, monster truck pussy. It's, like, insane. It's great.
Whoa, what is
I
that?
I don't know.
Do explain.
Is that
what...
hypothetical? Is that metaphorical?
Who's singing about, is that your girl Ice Spice? Because I feel like Sky Rizzy would be Ice Spice's direct competition, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. She's mm-hmm. coming in guns a-blazing, talking about... Pussy breathing.
Yeah, pussy bending over, letting the pussy breathe.
What is the monster truck pussy? Is that like a pussy that could take a monster truck?
I think it's like...
No, she's going to run you over. Yeah. She's demolition.
Yeah.
It's got mud flaps? What are we talking? I don't understand.
She's squashing dicks, dude.
Yeah.
She stacks them up and squashes them.
It's all those things. Yeah. It's all those things and more.
Is that good?
Yeah.
It is that in this day and age, that's good.
You're owning your sexuality.
But doesn't what's her name say, come park your truck in this little garage? And you're like, okay, a little garage. That's cute.
Well, who is that? Is that,
yeah, is that Lil Kim?
No. That's,
yeah, is that old timey rap? We're talking new timey rap.
We're talking new rap. The pussy is bigger than ever and it is inhaling.
No, that's fucking, no, that's a lyric from Wet Ass Pussy. That's from WAP.
Yeah. Well, that's old.
How long ago was WAP, dude?
Don't park that Mack truck in his little garage. But now they're saying,
yeah,
bring whatever you got, big or small. But this pussy, it's a monster truck.
Yeah, you might have to park on the fourth floor.
Durs, everything moves so fast. Remember when you're in eighth grade, yeah, like the type of music that was popular. And then by the time you're a senior, mm-hmm, you look back at like your eighth grade music and you're like, that was so old.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
oh, that was so long ago. Right. And really, it was just like 5 years ago, and it wasn't that mm-hmm long. That's what's happening now. Now, pussies have to breathe.
They have to breathe.
You have to have a monster truck pussy. It's got to demolish and squash all the cocks.
And look, like, I understand it in a intellectual way, but emotionally, I'm holding on to the past.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I was watching SNL the other night, and they had some singer on, and she was like laying on the ground singing, and like the camera did this like spin around. I don't know what her name was, like Rachel Raz or something.
Okay.
Seems real.
And I don't know who she is. And I'm like, what is this shit they're doing? And I was like, just stop for a second. Imagine you're 10 years old, and this is like Madonna, and you've never seen anything like it before. Pretty cool. She's just doing something pretty cool. But like, I'm old, I'm jaded, and I'm like, what does she think this is fucking cool?
Who does she think she is?
I'm getting sick just watching. I'm getting motion sick.
Renee Rapp. What do I call her? Dude. Rachel Raz?
Rachel Raz.
Rachel
you are
Ray
so
Raps
old
now?
Renee Rapp.
Renee Rapp, but she's also an actress, right? She isn't she in the Mean Girls?
I mean, dude,
movie,
I don't know.
I believe.
And when did Mean Girl? I'm so out of it.
I haven't even seen Mean Girls 1.
I walked past the movie theater and said Mean Girls up, and I was like, did I just time travel? But I guess I didn't hear that they were remaking it.
Yeah, they did another Mean Girls, and then this one's a musical.
Yes,
and Tina Fey wrote it apparently. So
yeah,
because there was a stage, like a Broadway Mean Girls that is a musical, right? And is this that except filmed?
That I do not know. Yes.
It's a drawing of a photo of a memory of a
fucking disaster, my guy.
Producer Anna says yes.
We're playing the craziest game of fucking telephone with art right now, where it's like, it was a movie, then it was a stage musical that now is into a new movie.
That is really weird.
I guess people are liking it. And Renee Rapp, I recently, I was like, who is this girl? And then I was on her Instagram stalking her the other day.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
But no, it seems like people are really fucking with her right now. So good.
She was singing.
Hey, big ups for her for laying on the ground at SNL. I would love to lay on the ground at SNL. You know,
take a nap.
Yeah.
And just, Studio 8H, and just maybe that's where I do Jankum. Maybe that is the time.
Adam, we'd love to have you on to do the Jankum.
We'd love to.
We won't be having a musical performance. We have comedian, actor, Adam Devine trying.
What?
Brian Jankos for the second time. He did it once for his podcast telethon, and now he's here on SNL. I do
love the host is like fucking, I don't know who, somebody serious, and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Adam Devine doing Jankos.
For the second time. And I'm Adam Driver.
When the host has to be serious for when like Adam Driver or whoever it is has to be like seriously introducing the musical artist, I laugh so hard because they're like, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Moby. And you're like, chill.
That's why name was the coolest. Wasn't it Adrian Brody?
Once again, Sky Rizzy. Yeah, it's just Clive Owen going, ladies and gentlemen, Sky Rizzy.
Like it's a blessing or some shit. You're like, dude, it's just a musical performance.
Sean Connery.
Dude, if I was ever the host of SNL, I would be so serious in those moments. You have to be. You have to be. You have to try to out serious.
Yeah. Megan the Stallion.
Clive Owen or whoever, like, right. Actor. Cillian Murphy.
Oh, Cillian Murphy. That's a great one.
Cillian.
Hey. Cillian, he's like, when I do SNL, call me Cillian. Because I'm going to be a little silly.
Silly. Yes, points.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you guys ever catch yourself?
Yes, points.
I don't know the last time you guys watched SNL. I have my fucking DVR collection. I watched this new one.
It's okay. You could watch it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't. And so, this is the first time in a long time. First time in a long time. But do you guys ever catch yourself when you're watching it late? And it's just like the title card of like the host being kind of goofy or not, having like a mm-hmm. cool photo, and it says like SNL, and it's dead silent for those 10 seconds, and you just look at it and you're like, it gives you like a weird time to like ponder and
process who
it
is.
And it kind of makes it like, it like elevates the show in a weird way where you just look at this photograph. Look at this photograph.
Oh, shit.
Look at this photograph.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nickelback.
And you think SNL every time it makes me laugh. No, but it's silent and it's kind of like, am I crazy?
I feel like that's what Lorne Michaels has done such a good job of, is making the show seem, even though it's a silly sketch comedy show at its core, that's what it is. And like,
exactly.
But then he's done a great job of like elevating it and making it seem important and special.
It's silent for a reason.
Yeah.
Usually there'd be some sort of interstitial.
It's a moment of silence.
We've never learned that lesson. We talk over each other constantly.
No, dude, we don't.
Right. We cannot for sure. stop.
Cannot stop.
Or help ourselves.
Shut the fuck up!
Sorry about it.
But I was watching it and it hit me and I was like, every time I watch this show and I sit through one of these 10-second photograph interstitials without any sound, I like go to this place where I'm like,
a moment of zen.
This show's an institution. This is to be
cherished.
Once again,
ladies and gentlemen, the 69 boys.
The yin yang twins.
Ladies and gentlemen, gabapentin. Ladies and gentlemen, Celebrex.
Ozempic.
But part of me is like, is it being self-serious or should I have the genuine feeling?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Like, does it know what it's doing?
Anders, honestly, anytime you can have real feelings, I say embrace that.
Yeah, please. I like that's when he has it.
That's his special place. That's when he reflects on life for 10 seconds.
His 10 seconds.
He's like, it all just hits him in between fucking sketches.
I'm okay.
Everything's going to be fine.
But they know what they're doing. I want to know if he was like, no music.
That's,
you know.
Yeah, you like, know he was.
If they were like should we hear the band? Strings. He goes, no music, just a picture.
Just a picture.
And people
just
go, it'll be weird. It'll be really quiet. I know.
Right.
I'm going to go eat popcorn. I guess he eats a lot of popcorn.
I wonder if sometimes he's like, I wish we wouldn't have. I would like to play music over this guy.
Right. Yeah. I hate Kanan.
Like, I wonder if some hosts, like, they don't have the gravitas to like pull off the no music.
Right.
That'd be cool when we get to host.
I feel like if one of us were hosting, that's the first time they're like,
it's like, right. Whoa, that was weird how they
man, hit
weird
it.
How they yeah. blasted.
Please don't turn the channel. And you're like, whoa, hey.
Whoa.
I know you guys
keep it right where it's at.
I'm at home like, hey Emma, so they're gonna play Adam's silent 10-second picture here, and it's just fucking like, don't turn the channel.
Please don't leave. Please don't leave.
Huh. Fucking thing sucks.
Oh, hey, look, Blake's going to get his little silent thing here. I know you want to watch something else.
But you got to trust us. The musical guest is good.
I know you haven't laughed yet. He might take off the wig.
Ladies and gentlemen, back Cloven.
Cloven.
What's that? Is that for your back? It's for backs. Maybe we call it back Cloven?
Back
it's
a, fucking...
It's a muscle relaxer, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back muscle Cloven.
Ladies and gentlemen, Backloven. I mean, Backloven sounds like a...
Beethoven?
No, like a foreign artist. Like, they come in and they're doing some, like, weird shit.
Foreign, you know? To what, Adam?
Foreign to Americans. And that's how it works. That's how it is.
You're a fucking disaster, my guy.
Backloven.
Do I have a foreign name? Adam?
Yeah.
Anders?
Mr. I'm named after the supposed... first guy.
Adam.
To me? Yeah.
Adam.
Real original.
Adam and Steve.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So, come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you, because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right, Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So, for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Dude, I had to like have a fridge repair the other day, so I'm having a this fridge repairman,
yeah.
And he's fixing my fridge, and it's you know, I'm talking with him, trying to make some small talk,
but he's
parked in front of my garage, and I need him to move the garage, but he's kind of taking his time, and he's like, I'll be out of here in a minute, and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's a fine, just a minute, and you know, and he's He's like, ah, last time I was here, because we this fridge is like on the fritz. He's like, last time I was here, your wife is pregnant. I'm like, yeah, she's giving birth any day now. I was like, oh, total weirdo. And then he goes,
he's a total weirdo.
Yeah, he's a total weirdo. I mean, he's a very nice guy, but
fan of the pod.
But he's a little off. And he goes, what are you naming your son? And I go, well, we're thinking about the name Bo. And he goes, huh? Haven't heard that before.
Mm.
And I'm like, it's not that abnormal. It's like, you know, the people are named Bo. And he's like, I've never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
okay.
What a funny thing to say the name of your kid. Very and strange. Then he's like, nope, don't like it.
Not a name.
Yeah.
What's the rest of the name? That's just the first part.
Yeah.
Is it Bovid?
You can plug
the fridge in. I got to go.
He also is like, I think he's Eastern European somewhere.
Eastern.
I said Eastern. Yeah. I said, I dropped the N on that one. Sure. I believe. Sure. I believe I did.
We'll run that back.
He's Eastern European.
It was so funny being like, that's. You sure? That's funny.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that one before.
Bo. Like, oh. Bo, no, you didn't.
But he's from Eastern Europe. So, like,
yeah, he's probably never heard of Bo Jackson.
What names has he heard over there?
Oh, there's probably some wild ones.
What's he coming with? A lot of consonants?
Yeah, his name was like Arnold.
Good name.
That is a really good name.
Yeah, so solid name.
So now he's like, how about Arnold? And you're like, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually. Yeah, now that you say it.
That would be wild.
And he's like, now shut up and move so I can put this refrigerator in here by myself.
Yeah, huge bear of a man. I like that guy.
His kids' names are Frigidaire and fucking
Honeywell.
Did that ever happen to you when you said your name and your child Mars?
People kind of were like, do you spell it with a Z or a S, stuff like that, or short for something? But
I remember just saying, next!
Perfect. I thought it was dope. I was like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then the more you like, it's kind of like when you buy a car and then you start seeing the car on the road more, the more like once you name your kid that, you start to realize there's all these kids named that in the world because they'll be like, my name's Bo or my name's Mars. It's like, mm-hmm.
There's other Mars.
Oh, there's a community out there. Yeah.
I'm not getting that.
Yeah. There's a whole Mars community.
Yeah. They're out there.
Has Mars been in the wild and met other Mars?
Nope. Don't let her out of the house.
No, she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Has she met another Mars?
Online.
And as a child, as a new father, I want a lot of advice. So yeah, don't let your kid leave the house for the first 10 years is Blake's advice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Right. Name them after a planet and then don't let them look at the sky.
Part of that world.
Where'd my name come from? Do not look up.
Don't look
you
up.
You live in Roblox world and that's where you're going to stay. Okay.
I think we met a Mars the other day.
Was it a barista?
No, like a kid, another kid named Mars.
Oh, that's cool.
But when we were on tour, some dude rolled up to me when we went to that speakeasy bar, and he and his dudes all rolled up, Flying V, Mighty Duck style towards me, and they were like, all
it's
like,
knuckle puck time.
Right, exactly. Yeah! All the dudes behind him were like super buttoned up, kind of like excited. And I'm like, what's happening? And he's just like, hey. And I'm like, what's up, guys? He goes, my name is Anders. And then they all lean in like, and then I ended up talking to this guy for way too long.
Yeah.
Way too long. But I just don't meet us in the wild. And it's always a kinship. There's a big long hug. What'd you think I was going to say? A big long what, Blake? What'd you think I was going to say?
I was thinking of a kiss.
Yeah.
On the cheek.
He was Estonian. Which
Estonian?
Sure.
Isn't that? I thought that was made up for Encino Man.
Yeah, basically.
Where is Estonia?
Yeah, is that a real place?
Easter. I think it's in Eastern.
It's right
Europe.
by where all the bunnies are. Yeah, maybe.
It's where the eggs are laid. It's Easter. By Cadbury.
yeah, it's right around that
Cadbury
way.
Cadbury Land.
Peeps.
But it's so fucking, when you have a weird name, or I should say ethnically different, I don't fucking know. It's crazy when you meet somebody out in the wild and you're like, what's up? Fucking
people are so weird about being weird. Just it's cool, dude. You're different. It's sick.
Yeah.
Being normal sucks.
Mm-hmm.
We're weird as fuck.
And then, you know, eventually it's all gonna flip over. There's gonna be millions of Marses and Sky Rizzies walking around, mm-hmm. and then the Johns of the world are going to be like, whoa, holy shit.
Well, yeah, there is no kid named Kevin anywhere.
Kevin!
Pizza, pizza.
Kevin! Like, Kevin is like a big name for people our age. Like, there's a lot of Kevins. We all know a few Kevins.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of Kevins.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no Kevins under 20.
Yeah, I haven't met a Kevin in a hot minute. Where's all the Kevs?
And if there are, school shooter for sure.
I feel like, what about the names that were like kind of bro-y names that everybody had? Like the Kyles. Speaking of,
was Kyle a bro name where you're from?
Yeah.
Kyle.
Huh.
I feel like, I don't know if Kyle was a bro name. Kyle was just the name of like anyone that like wore a lot of like flat brim hats and like were into like monster trucks.
Mm. Monster truck pussy?
And,
no.
even though a few of my best friends are named Kyle, I love Kyles.
Regular monster trucks or monster truck pussy? Yeah. Just so we're like.
Monster truck pussies, obviously.
In this hypothetical. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if it was so popular, like, for people our age.
Mm-hmm.
No one our age is then naming our kid Kyle.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of takes it off the board.
Because you know so many.
Yeah, and I've met maybe one Kyle I kind of like, but usually I don't get along with Kyle.
Is it the one we know?
Well, f*** you, Kyle! Right,
thank you, Kyle. I feel like I really get along with Kyles. There's plenty of Kyles in my life.
There was a very funny name joke on the show Mr. Mayor, which I don't know if it's, I don't think it's still on. But it was a pretty funny show. And Bobby Moynihan from SNL fame was very, very, very funny on this show. And obviously he's like 40 or something like that. And his name was Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was the funniest fucking thing in the world ever.
Yeah, he was the first. He's the first Jaden. Yeah.
Essentially, yeah. They're like, and Jaden, come on in here. And he's like, yeah, what's up? And they're just like, every time they say Jaden, you laugh hard because you know it's impossible that his name could be Jaden.
Yeah, I would like to, hey, if your name is Jaden and you are 40 years old, I would say even 37 years old.
Yeah.
37 years old and up. Please reach out. We would like to meet you. We would like to say hello.
By the way, Bobby Moynihan, I'm not going to say sneaky old because I want that to come off as an insult or whatever, because age ain't nothing but a number and age is beautiful.
Well,
and
he seems young.
Old trees are beautiful. What?
He seems younger. He seems younger than, I feel like we a lot of times.
I thought he was younger than me. And he isn't. So he's geriatric.
A lot of times I tell, you know, you tell people that you're 40 years old. I feel like the three of us, we've always played younger on TV and movies and shit. Mm-hmm. And people are always like, at least speaking for myself, they're like, ew, you're 40? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. They're like, I did not see that one coming.
I don't like you anymore.
I like you less now.
Everything you've done
so
sucks.
Estonia is right by two other countries that I didn't know even existed. Latvia. Kind of thought that was a fake.
That's where Dr. Doom is from,
I think.
You've
heard of that.
Sure. And then Belarus, which I'm also like, whoa, what is that?
Belarus. What goes on in Belarus? I bet it's off the chain.
I bet there's some. What's cool is I hope, like, remember when Anna showed us her computer and you could see Anna, producer Anna, you could see exactly where people are listening to the podcast. And you're like, oh, there's people in Iran that are listening to the pod, like
around
three, like three people.
Yeah.
Is it Iran?
You wrong. Like
you wrong.
Ask her.
Or you
ask
ran.
Her.
Regardless, there was like people listening to it there. And you're like,
that sucks for them.
No,
she's saying it's Iran.
Iran.
Okay.
It's science.
I would not. I can't.
You know what? What's it
going to
be in 10 years? I'm going to change it every 10 years.
Hey, we're naming it Jaden. It's now called the Land of Jaden.
There you go.
I like that.
Cool. She cool.
Yeah,
with that?
It's cool. It's cool that you cool with that.
Huh. Welcome to Jaden.
No, it's cool that people in Estonia are probably listening to the podcast. And big shout out to the people of Estonia.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I want to get
it's a real place. We would love to vacation there.
Their flag is pretty cool.
Speaking of being old and people being let down, and maybe I've talked about this already, but like when we did the Bieber roast.
Mm.
Oh, Adam, you weren't there, right?
No, I was.
He refused.
Okay, yeah, he did. Yep, I forgot you were not a believer at that point in your life.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I wasn't. That sucked for me.
Thank goodness you found the light.
We're there. We're hanging out after the show, and I grab Emma and I bring her over, and I'm like, "Yo, Justin, this is my wife." And he was like, "You're married?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Hold up.
And he goes, "Whoa!
Oh God!
Wait, how old are you? And I think I was probably 35.
Get away from me, pervert.
I think I was 35 and had just had my first kid. That can't be right. I was 32 then. And I go, I'm 32. And his face, it was like I had died. And he goes, whoa, I didn't know that.
Oh.
And then he was like, later.
It was a bagel.
And then I think flew to Vegas with Pete Davidson for his birthday or some shit.
Yeah.
And Emma was like, did you see when you said how old you were? And I was like, let's just keep walking.
He was devastated, yeah. Dude.
He kind of was. He was shocked. Yeah. Now he's 32. Damn. So what's up now?
Yeah, I met him a couple times. One time we were at this bar and he was like, yeah, so I saw you and Zac Efron, like you guys, it looks like you got in good shape for that movie. And I'm like, yeah, me and Zach were brothers in Swole. And he goes, what? Mm-hmm. And I go, we're brothers in Swole. It's loud. So we're kind of yelling yeah. this. And I'm like, we're brothers in Swole. And I'm sort of dancing, you know? Sure. And he's like,
grinding on him.
What does that even mean?
Mm, yeah. That's always not good to hear after you say something funny.
Yeah. And we go, we work out together. And he goes, yeah, no, I know. I said that. And I go, all right. And that was the conversation.
Please don't stop the music.
I was like, what an awkward.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is not a slight on Justin Bieber.
No, he rocks.
I actually think he's perfect. I think he's perfect.
He is the best. He does rock.
I blame myself. I wake up every morning.
Perfect. I was like, I should have been funnier in the moment. Brothers in Swole. It didn't make sense to him. In the moment, should have been funnier for Justin. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're kind of put, when you meet these young, sexy pop stars, you're put on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it, you know,
I feel like we're always pretty leaned forward when it comes to our comedy. And when you meet people, you're leaned forward. Mm-hmm. You meet a pop star, suddenly you're on your heels.
Yeah, you're Fat Joe.
Yeah,
you're in a defensive. You're leaning back.
You are. Defensive. You're Fat Joe in the whole situation.
Yeah, Joey Crack. And I guess you can't let that happen. You always got to lean in. Always.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
You should have doubled down.
And admit, you never know. Like, for me, I didn't know Justin Bieber was going to be at this bar I was at, this, like, club.
Did you go in the bathroom and tuck your shirt in?
Yeah. I went in the bathroom.
You flushed a jacket down the toilet?
I went in the bathroom. I wetted my hair.
He pulled the fire alarm.
Did you wet your hair to come talk to us?
That's what I'm saying. You should have doubled down and then immediately took your shirt off. And he probably would have thought that was hilarious. Right.
Dude, yeah. I said brothers in Swole. And then I rip my shirt off and start flexing for him.
Yeah, right. Just lean into it and then break a glass over your head and be like, oh.
That happens. Like, you blink your eyes and somehow you've transported to outside the club.
I don't know what happened.
And two giant men are standing in front of you and you're like, I don't even understand what just happened.
It was just a joke. Jesus.
That was I wonder if I could even, if they would even allow me into that club, because that's the club that, like, what is it? Dahlia's on Santa Monica? Dahlia's, right?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I believe so. It was very cool supper club.
I mean, you say supper club, it's cool.
You know, you see Drake there. You see Bieber there. You know, you end up talking, meeting all these cool people. I bet now, because I went there like seven, eight years ago.
Yeah.
And I bet now if I showed up and was like, yo, yo, ready to come in. They're like, say yo, yo twice? Yeah. You're not allowed.
I'm just a young man ready to get
in. I said you're not getting in here with that shirt on.
Yo, ready to throw down.
I'm trying to get my swerve on. What up? Yo, yo.
Brothers in Swole. Yo,
yo. I'm a brother in Swole. And they like immediately put the velvet rope back on its little hook. They're like, nah.
Oh.
And then Sky Rizzy gets out of a back of an Escalade of her town car. And they're like, come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in.
I mean, this time comes for us. All obviously Bieber would still be let in somewhere, but I feel like even he had, not that he's positioned himself out of the limelight or whatever, but like, he's not really out like that anymore. I don't think he gives a fuck anymore.
No, I think he chilled out.
Well, he has a medical condition.
Does he?
He's currently battling something.
No shit. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Hey, happens to the best of us.
No, sir, I don't like it.
He does have, it's something like his eyes, his face, facial muscles twitch.
It's too hot.
Oh, Ramsey Hunt syndrome, a rare condition that has paralyzed one side of his face.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
But that doesn't mean he can't hit a club. He just has to drink sideways.
Yeah.
Or, like do the Murphy Lee mask. Got to lean into that.
Let me reach into his DMs and tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should tell him just to wear the Murphy Lee mask and then let's party.
And he's like, who the fuck is Murphy Lee, you idiot? How old are you?
Right.
St. Lunatics, dude. Nelly.
St. Lunatics, bro.
Like, I truly hate you. I truly hate you, man.
I truly hate you would be the funniest thing.
It'd be cool if he was the fourth guy on the podcast and
that would
he
be cool.
Kind of just listened. And he was like the barometer for like when we're actually funny or not.
Because he loved Workaholics. He was stoked to meet me and then less stoked when I said Brother and Swole. He didn't get it. Didn't understand.
Yeah.
Maybe he just didn't hear me. And then upon the repeat, it wasn't as good as the first time. Not sure. But a weird. That was also that I met John Mayer at that club.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the second time I had met him. And he had since gotten sober.
Yeah.
And he was at this club, but drinking like soda water. And he was like, hey, I just wanted to say, like, I'm so sorry about the first time we met. I was making fun of you. And I feel really bad about it, you know, and I don't drink anymore. And that's part of it. And I'm like, I did not know he was making fun of me, dude.
Amazing. What's that story?
Well, yeah. What the hell was that?
I met him at some party, and I thought we were just getting along. Evidently he was like throwing shade at me and like shitting on me, but I had no clue. I did not remember him making fun of me at all. I thought we were just chatting it up
when he was saying, clown boy, say something funny, clown boy.
It's okay, just gotta think something funny.
No, I don't even really remember the conversation, but I don't remember him making fun of me, but in his memory he was like, I was shitting on you, I was making fun of you,
right?
And I'm so sorry about that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Every time he talked to you, he was like, yeah, dude.
Okay, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Adam.
Oh, you're in a show.
I'm dying to like just run the tape on that.
Yeah.
I bet he was just saying some sly shit that I just wasn't catching because, you know, I'm an fucking idiot.
I'm like, where's this going?
Because I'm a fucking idiot.
You know, because I'm not really smart,
in tune. I'm a moron. I don't catch little slights.
I can't think of the word.
I'm a dumbass.
It happens to the best of us.
Well, you didn't. To be fair, you probably weren't leaning in.
I was. Yeah. Dude, you know? I was on my heels. I'm meeting cool pop stars. Yeah.
You saw John Mayer. You leaned back.
Yeah, I was leaning back.
You fat Joe'd it when you needed the big punisher.
I sure did. Any takebacks? Any apologies? Any epic slams, guys?
What was I going to take back? There was something I wanted to take back. Son of a bitch, I should have wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no take backs for me. I would like to say no shade against Justin Bieber or what's his name?
Sure.
Okay.
Are we talking about John Mayer?
Feel like you're kind of getting back a little
bit.
All right.
Dude, big time. Go ahead, big time. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I was shitting on him. But yeah. No, fans of both those guys. Not trying to throw any shade. Not going to give them flowers because that's dangerous to do.
We don't do
but
that.
I would. I would like to say hello, and I'd love to be invited back to that club.
Yeah, let's go.
I did get John Mayer's number. We exchanged numbers. He's a very nice guy. Very cool.
Good dude.
He was like, hit me up sometime. I think we're talking about watches or something.
Oh, you thought that was a real number?
Yeah, dude. I texted him once. Did not get a response back. So, you know, that happens.
Whoops.
Also, same thing happened with Chappelle. I got Chappelle's number. He was like, hit me up.
Yeah, they're good friends. I assume they gave you the same number that goes to somebody. Yeah.
It was just 69-69-420. So I don't know why it didn't work.
And you were like, funny, dude.
I was like, oh.
Fucking, we are brothers in phone numbers. What?
Brothers in funny, dude.
We're brothers in phone numbers.
69, dudes.
Any take backs, any apologies, any epic slams?
No, it seems like John Mayer got all the slams this week.
Yeah,
man. I mean, if the baby's here, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude.
If the baby's not here, what's your problem, dude?
Keep waiting.
Yeah. Get your shit together.
Well, I think even the next couple podcasts, the baby won't be here because we are stacking them up. So I do have a little alone time with the baby. So I don't have to be working for a little while. And by the way, this podcast is such heavy work. God, it's so hard.
Yeah, it's big lifting, dude, to set aside the hour.
It's so hard to get on this podcast.
Big lifting. It is big lifting. Hypothetically, this is just a big lift here.
That's what it was. Lift. I want to take back my hypothetical comment. I know what it means, mm-hmm. and I shouldn't have doubted myself.
You were so dumb.
I obviously had it right on the tip of my tongue.
You were leaned back.
No, but I think you knew what the word was, but you didn't. I don't think you did use it.
I misused it, and yeah. and people misuse words every day, and they don't yeah, always idiots. Have...
I don't think I know Adam hasn't.
They don't okay. they don't always have a chance to apologize or take it back.
Dude, I never misuse words.
Yeah.
You know that yeah. I just can't That's, speak.
And you could take that shit to Eastern Europe, buddy. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
I know what words I'm saying, I just can't say them. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. The tip yeah. of the tongue that, is the tip of the
And top of the tongue is tip of the tongue.
I got okay. nothing. I got nothing. I'm sorry I just jumped down your throat. You happy?
Leather. Yeah,
thank you.
Leather.
Red and leather, yellow leather.
Yellow leather. I think I misspoke yellow. I said yellow.
Wait, real quick. I just and okay. this might be a nice way to end it, but Blake, we're not buzzing off anymore.
Honestly, I don't have any buzz That's balls
fine.
On me.
That's fine. Because you know why? We're not about buzz balls. We're about Zoa clock.
It is, and it's still damp January right now. So I am mm-hmm. abstaining.
Is there a fun play on words we got here? Buzz off was a real good time. Zoa.
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 I want some
Zoa.
Moa.
Zoa.
Hey, let's drink
done?
Some Moa of
a
Zoa.
Little Mo Zoa. Moa
little
Zoa.
Moa, Moa some Zoa.
Okay, we're going to
yeah.
workshop that.
Yeah, we're going to work
have
on
one
that.
Moa Zoa.
And we'll hear it next week on.
On. This is important.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.